Rose thought she'd find Sally to give her a progress report. The girl would be excited, Rose knew, at the prospect of finally finding Glint's ship, and she was looking forward to being the bringer of good news. Rose liked Sally a lot, and of course she assumed that Sally felt the same about her. So discovering the truth was a shock. There was a small mess hall off the galley. Since the passengers ate in the main living quarters, Sally used it for storage. Rose saw King walking through the mess hall to the galley as she entered. The robot did not seem to have seen her, and Rose was about to call out when she heard Sally's voice from inside the galley. "Oh, it's you," Sally said. Her voice sounded more abrupt than usual. "Thank heavens. I thought it was that stupid girl again." Rose stopped mid-step. "Where are the others?" Sally was asking. "McCavity thinks the doctor will be able to give us a location soon." Rose tiptoed towards the galley door, still hoping that she had misheard or misunderstood. King was standing with his metal back to the door, so she could not see the robot's face. But she heard it speak, for the first time.
"Voice returns,"
it grated. "We're getting to the edge of the Zeg. I can feel it too," Sally replied. "Soon, Elvis, soon we'll be able to function properly. Oh, how I hate this face." She snarled suddenly. "Every time I look in the mirror, I see that idiot girl from the spyglass looking back at me."
"Others come soon," King said.
But why had Sally called him Elvis? Behind her, Rose could hear the puff and hiss of the other robots approaching. In a few moments, they would find her. King, Elvis, said,
"Others come now, Salvo."
Salvo? Rose could hear the metallic thump of footsteps from outside. She could see the robot in the galley turning back towards the mess. Towards her. And she could hear the doctor's voice in her head, could remember every nuance and inflection when he told her about Glint's robot crew and about Salvo 750, the fiercest and most vicious pirate of the lot.